all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. As always, you can use that number to bring up whatever is on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We start things out with the calls, because it is the show by your calls. Let's talk to George in D.C. on the Amplifier line. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hi, George.
Hey, congratulations on the podcast win.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Three times a day.
I'm so happy. I don't know what I can do about it. I just... Man, it's great.
We did win the 2006 Podcast Award for Best Political, so that means that we've now won a podcast award the 2 years that they've been doing podcast awards, which is great. And it's all thanks to those of you that went out and voted for us, so big thanks.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I was just wanted to tell you guys about what we're doing with the drinks and stuff that we got. Liquids that we've been capturing here.
Okay, you are a TSA agent, so you're giving us an update. What's the latest?
Basically, what it is they're putting all the liquid into this big bin that's behind the checkpoint, and it's like half the once we throw it in this big garbage bin like that, it's supposed to be handed out to the GSI, which is the company that handles trash and all that and the cleaning. Okay. And half the time, those things are like unattended, and you can almost see some passengers just go walking up and go, "Oh, there's my drink, yoink."
Really?
Wow! So they're actually taking it right out of there.
Yeah. I saw a little kid just dunk in and grab his little juice box thing back out that was taken away.
Did you say anything to him, or did you pretend like you didn't see it?
Well, nothing. A little kid.
He was thirsty.
I gave him a look like, "Don't go in there," but you know, like that. But I saw what he grabbed, and I was like, "I'm not gonna make an issue bust a little kid like that." Not over a juice box.
Hey, George, he could have been a terrorist. He could have been a mad bomber, and you might have put a plane at risk there, man.
Oh, God, the horror. You know, the thing of high C could bring down a plane.
All right, man. Anything else to report?
I got a complaint against Apple here. I have an iPod that's been dead for like three times, and I had to send that thing into Apple to get the hard drive replaced
I have heard that they have some serious trouble with this. I mean, people rave about them. They love their iPods, but I've heard just bad things about their reliability.
So have I. I've heard.
Oh, yeah, no. If it was reliable, it would be the ultimate device of all time. But every few months, I got to send it in, and every few months, and every time they just replace the hard drive. Replace the battery. It's like a rebuild iPod.
Well, maybe Microsoft jumping into the game. They're a little late to the table, but they are jumping into the game. Maybe that'll kind of straighten Apple out, and they'll put a little more quality product out on the market.
I want a Google
MP3
player.
Thanks for the call, George. Yeah, really appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. You say you want Google to start manufacturing hardware?
I think Google's awesome. I just love the...
They're a pretty great company. Yeah.
Love Google. I think that would be awesome if they did have an MP3 player like that. They would definitely give good tech support on it.
I certainly enjoy their products. So, since George brought us to the area of security, there's some more bad news from across the pond, our friends over in Great Britain. Remember, we were talking about last night how... certain things shift over from other countries. For instance, our so-called authorities here in America really want the same powers that Great Britain has, because Great Britain doesn't have a constitution like we do, so they don't have that old document kind of getting in their way, so they can much more easily than our government, they can much more easily just destroy people's liberties and freedoms and replace them with the security state. And so the American officials here are sort of jealous of the Brits. And now they're going to have something else to be jealous of, because the Brits are moving right along on their road to the police state.
Moving rapidly here. We just read something yesterday.
Well, this is fresh. According to the BBC, the Association of Chief Police Officers, ACPO, is consulting members on whether to seek the authority to punish people without going to court. Let me let that sink in. To punish people without going to court.
How can you punish them if you haven't even taken them? I mean, it's one thing to hold them. I guess mm-hmm. that's essentially what the punishment is anyway. I mean, you know, holding somebody for a trial that never comes is the same punishment that you would give them after the trial, though.
They have some specific examples here. It has heard plans from one police chief for powers to ban teenagers from city centers and gangs from meeting up. Civil rights group Liberty said that the suggestion was a recipe for arbitrary justice. When you do decide that someone's been so criminal and behaved so badly and harmed other people that you really need to punish them, that really is something that in a democracy belongs in the courts, according to Liberty's director, Sammy Chakrabarty. Quote, I think that you can alienate people from the police and make the police's job even harder if they're perceived to be dishing out summary justice on the street. As if people hadn't been alienated enough from the police. I mean, I know how it is over here. I can't imagine it's that different in the United Kingdom, considering the police are the ones that are enforcing the insane war on drugs, amongst other non-violent crimes that don't have victimless crimes.
Mm-hmm.
The police are disrespected here because of that alone. Imagine how fearful people would be of the police if they knew that they could dispense so-called justice right there on the street.
It's pretty sad. I mean, is that what they're planning to do?
Probably
let the
Judge
police
Dredd.
Officer? Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Are they going to let the police officer make that final punishment decision?
That's what they're talking about. Now, they're not talking about it in all instances yet, Melissa, but the point is they are pushing for the ability to do it in some instances.
And we all know that when you start something like that,
right.
It gets the ball rolling.
It's just a matter of degrees to go full all out. Just, hey, get rid of the courts. Who needs these things anymore? ACPO, again, this is the Association of Chief Police Officers, stressed that any plans were at an early stage. It's no big deal. We're just talking about it right now. Why are you even reporting on this? And may be rejected before being presented to ministers. The Home Office said proposals on the summary powers were expected this fall. A spokesperson for ACPO said, ACPO is exploring the possibility of extra powers for police. Following a period of consultation, these proposals need to be accepted before any are formalized. So, no big deal. We're just talking about it. Why are you so worried? We're just a discussion.
Just a discussion on taking away your civil liberties.
Surrey's Assistant Chief Constable Mark Rowley has proposed the measures to help modernize, as they put it. It's going to modernize the way the police work.
I love the terms they use.
Yeah.
It's going to facilitate the police work.
The proposals include the following. The power for police to deal with town center yobs by excluding them for an appropriate period while they're given an informal warning and made to pay a fixed penalty fine.
Hmm.
So if you're a town center yob...
What does that mean?
What is a yob?
Drunk person?
Loitering punk, I would guess.
Okay.
The police can come up and tell you that you have to leave now for a certain period of time
and here's your fine.
You have to pay me a fine.
Of course, if you're a town center yob, you probably don't have any money. No quid.
Well, I would think, I mean, don't the police already have that right to tell them to leave, you know, the premises if they want them to?
I don't know. I presume they
yes,
do.
Yes, they do.
Powers,
at least here they do.
Powers for a neighborhood constable armed with local knowledge with the right to hand out a 3-month ban on gang members causing disorder on a state from associating in public. So they're going to prohibit so-called gang members from being able to talk with one another in public. One of the powers they're looking for. The ability for police to seize and crush cars driven by those repeatedly driving without registration or insurance.
Oh, they don't have the proper numbers. You know, they haven't got the license plate on their car renewed properly.
So let's seize it and crush it right now.
Before a court trial, before any sort of appearance. Instant driving bans could also be imposed ahead of a court appearance. Knife crime could be targeted by giving police the ability to stop and search based on reasonable suspicion from previous convictions.
Hmm.
So we know this happens here in America already. If you've got a speeding ticket, you're more likely to be pulled over for another speeding offense because they know you've paid it once, you're going to pay it again.
Right.
Similarly, if you've been arrested for drug possession and when the cop pulls behind you, you can see him running your tag. When they run that tag and they pull up the fact that you've been arrested for drug possession, that just gives them an extra reason to pull you over because once a drug user, probably still a drug user.
Chances are good.
So now at this point in Great Britain, they're going to be stopping and searching people based on reasonable suspicion. So if you've had a previous conviction, that's all they need. Hey, Mark, you've had a previous conviction in the past. Looks like we get to search you today. So essentially, everybody who's had a previous conviction will get to be searched at any old time the police feel like it. Does this make you feel good? 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing our win of the 2006 Podcast Awards, which is pretty exciting for us, and all thanks to you. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So the police in Great Britain, at least, are pushing for more power. The Association of the Chiefs of Police, or actually the Association of Chief Police Officers, is pounding the pavement. They're looking to get more power on the streets, including being able to just stop and search people based on previous convictions. I think that's one of the most disturbing proposals that they've put forth. I understand it sort of happens today.
Oh yeah, that's what happens if they know that you've been previously convicted of something. That they were talking about neighborhood constables there.
But that doesn't give them the right to search you. They still ask. I mean, if they pull you over at least, and they think that you might have something. Usually they still have to ask unless they have probable cause, unless they can see a joint in the ashtray, unless they actually have a reason to search. In this case, they're talking about changing the reason to search simply to be that you've been convicted of something in the past. Therefore, it's likely you're hiding something now, therefore we're going to search you.
I'd say it's a small step, certainly one that's not in the right direction. I believe that it's going on already.
Mr. Relly said extra spending on dedicated neighborhood police, this again the BBC, was raising hopes within communities that antisocial activity would be dealt with quickly. Remember, they've got the new antisocial behavior orders now in Great Britain. It's therefore time to debate whether constables should be given substantial additional discretionary summary powers to meet these challenges. Such powers would effectively bring the existing criminal justice system powers to the street. However, the Police Federation of England warned that such measures could cause problems for the police. According to the vice chairman, as usual, ACPO decided to go public on an initiative without consulting with those who would have to implement it. Quote, there may be some credibility in these ideas, but our fears are it will cause greater conflict and bureaucracy for our members and could blur the lines of justice, whereby police enforce the law and courts dispense penalties. So even some of the police are somewhat concerned with this, which I guess is good news.
They should be. I mean, my goodness, look at the position that they're being put in at this point, if this is what's going to take place. I would be very nervous about this.
In 2004, on-the-spot fines were introduced for low-level offenses such as shoplifting, underage drinking, vandalism, and littering. People who are drunk and disorderly may also get a fine. According to Barbara Hopkin of the Association for Lawyers for Children, she says banning troublemakers from town centers, yobs, as they put them before, wouldn't work. She says, I think that we should go at it from another angle, and that banning young people from a center is just too draconian of a way of dealing with it. It will make those young people just feel very resentful, she said. And she's right. It's going to make people, the more power the police have to just essentially assert justice on the street level, the more people are going to despise them.
That's right. All right, son, keep your mouth shut, or that's going to be another fine for you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
great.
They're just going to, they can just toss these things around.
And do they actually, when it says on-the-spot fine, does that mean that you actually are you issued the fine on the spot, or do you have to pay the fine on the spot?
That's even more disturbing, but I have heard of that in foreign countries. And I think another thing is, you know, like a speeding ticket is an arrest with a fine attached to it. You have the option of paying the ticket and saying, yes, paying the ticket, you say, I'm guilty. Or you can dispute it. It doesn't sound like, from what I'm hearing here, that there's any dispute to these fines.
No, that's not how it sounds.
No, it doesn't sound like it's going to be like that at all. But how could they force them to pay the fine right on the spot? I mean, we're talking about youngsters who possibly don't have that money on them. I can't see how that would even be possible.
And it would seem to be really dangerous as far as the police just allowing themselves to take extra money. Yeah, you've got $75 fine here. Oh, don't worry, I'll do the paperwork later. Just pay up.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be begging for a receipt at that point.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, you take control of the airwaves. It's Tomb in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, on the Amplifier line.
Hi, guys. Looking forward to meeting you in person when you come up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, cool. We'll be there sometime, hopefully, within the next few weeks, if all goes as planned. So what's on your mind, Tom?
Well, majorly changing the topic to corporations.
Yes, sir.
Very often you'll say that the corporate form of organizing a business isn't something that would happen in the free market because of the government protection that we have now.
Yeah, government. Okay. As I understand it, corporations are simply a file folder, a bunch of paperwork that people fill out with the government in order to shield themselves from lawsuits and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't. And that's not exactly the way we phrase it.
Now.
What's that?
I mean, that's what it is now because, of course, the government gets its fingers in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple ideas, though. First of all, corporations did originally develop in a free market. They developed for shipping companies back in the 1600s when, you know, if your ship went down, you'd be bankrupt. You couldn't do anything more. But if everybody owned a little piece of every ship, then if one ship goes down, your assets would be fine.
That doesn't sound like a corporation. That sounds like a partnership.
Well, I think corporations are like partnerships. The other piece of them is the limited liability.
Correct.
So that if the corporation goes down, all the assets of the corporation go down, and they don't reach back into the owners.
Right.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why you would want something like that. It seems like it's allowing people to be dishonest, and it disconnects them from the work that they're doing.
Well, I would think that in a free market, we'd get to see whether there would be value in that. And I know there are a lot of ventures. That if I'm not personally involved in them, I wouldn't want to invest in them without that protection. I don't want to risk my house and my assets on something, and it would dry up capital if you didn't allow that risk to be sheltered in a way. Now, if I'm liable for force or fraud, you should be able to reach through for that. But if it's just the ordinary operation of the business and the products that they make are no longer valuable to the society, let the corporation itself fold without going after the owners.
Now, when you say force or fraud, a couple of things are pop up to mind. Like, for instance, what if your corporation is irresponsible with its property in the sense that they decide we don't want to pay to get rid of this used oil that we have. We're just going to dump it all right here, and their oil goes into the ground and then affects the aquifer and adversely affects my property. That's not really force or fraud, but it certainly is
property transgression. That's considered force. You're harming someone else's property.
Sounds like negligence.
Yeah, the free market should have solutions to that. I guess I'm suggesting that there is value in limited liability. It allows more capital. And I compared also when you guys were talking on the archives about Koch Industries and, private versus public. Why are there so many large public corporations and very few private?
Mm-hmm.
I compare it to... If you yourself were developing a product, would you make more money if you developed one very expensive product that there were a very limited number of buyers that could even afford it? Or would you develop something that the masses, that all kinds of people could pay a smaller amount for?
It sounds like the masses, but you never can be sure. Lear makes a good amount of money. So does Gulfstream.
Fair enough. Thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. I think that if you're going to go into business for yourself, that risk is inherent in going into business. If you can't hack it, then you shouldn't be going into business. Just stay an employee for the rest of your life. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free numbers 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
Oops. And Mark. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk all over you, Melissa.
That's all right.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams await you there. There's a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. We just got off the phone with Toom in New Hampshire, and he was talking about corporations, and we didn't really have too much of a chance to comment on it. And he said that he thought that there was a chance that corporations could exist, for instance, in a free market. And I suppose that that's possible. However, I kind of look down on the whole concept, the idea that if you're going into business for yourself and you want to make money, right? You have to, something has to be put at risk. It's usually your money, right? You usually have to put your money up or get investors to put their money up, and these people believe in your concept, your product or your service, whatever it is you're going to offer, so they're backing you with cash in the hopes that they're going to get paid back beyond their wildest dreams someday.
Right.
So that's the plan. Why it is that these people who are doing this investing should be shielded from consequences, I just don't understand, nor do I agree with it.
Well, it certainly would make investing a lot harder, Ian. I'm not prepared to go putting money into Corporation XYZ if they're not going to get any of my money, because I'm going to be scared of lawsuits because I don't know what the day-to-day operations of that company are like.
Yeah.
You're not going to see multinationals like we have today. I mean, you're essentially eliminating them doing away with limited liability.
I don't understand how you're eliminating them. I mean, if you're doing good business, how is it that you could possibly be harmed by not having a corporation?
Because The fact is, the corporation will have to pay any and if the, any kind of judgments against it. And sometimes judgments are just random. I mean, think about the McDonald's you know, hot coffee spill thing. Do you remember that? The gal got several million dollars.
Sure, but remember, we're also talking about a society where government isn't running the courts either. Where
it's still
where
random,
justice,
though. That's particularly a random case.
You can say it's random, but it's what you're talking about is a case where justice, so-called, was dealt out by a government judge and a government jury. What we're talking about in this world with no corporations is also a world where justice is a competitive, is an industry that's where you and your and the person you have a case against or with both agree on an arbiter, and that arbitration court will make a decision. And the arbitration courts have to make decisions that are acceptable to people, because if they don't, then no one will want to use them. People will come to know that Melissa's arbitration court likes to rule for people who spill coffee in their lap, and no one will want to go and patronize her anymore because it's just outrageous. I mean, who agreed with that McDonald's decision?
I don't think
no one except the woman who got the settlement.
Yeah, very few people.
Right. So that those sorts of decisions I don't think would be as frequent in the world that we're talking about.
It was overturned later, but just
that much is true.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 to the phones to Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Hello, guys. Hey, this is a first-time caller. And
congratulations. What's on your mind, sir?
I want to talk about privatization, police, you know, police enforcement, you know, versus, you know, government real quick.
Sure.
The thought that I had, and this is just my opinion, is that most Americans or most people in general make things a little bit more complicated than what they need to be.
Of course they do. They always do.
Yeah, and so I believe that we already have the answer to this.
Okay.
It's already in the force. I think that we need to get rid of all the municipal police departments as they affect the people or the public at large, and just leave all the policing and law enforcement in the local sheriffs. If the local sheriffs have to be increased, you know, in size to handle this objective, then so be it.
Well, okay, so let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Get rid of city police departments and only have the sheriff's department in every given county?
Well, there's counties out here in Maryland that I can speak specifically for, especially in Tennessee, that there's a local sheriff and a municipal in the same county.
Right.
So it's like, why have two when you have... And it's also my understanding from my law research that the sheriff is the supreme law of the county.
Yeah, but there's essentially you don't have a lot of redundancy in these cases. For instance, I live in a city inside of a county, and they have these things. You know, the same situation goes on. The Sarasota City Police handle the city, and then the Sarasota County Sheriff handles the county that isn't a municipality. So there's not a lot of redundancy. If you call the cops and you know, for some kind of crime in your given area, you're only going to get the one kind of cop.
He's saying just reduce it based on bureaucracy, right? You're cutting back on the bureaucracy.
Yeah, because what I see the problem is accountability. And if you can go back to the old sheriff's way.
Well, how's it going to make them more accountable just to have the sheriff?
Well, the sheriff's an elected position.
I don't see that elected positions makes anyone accountable. I mean, take a look at our politicians.
The
chiefs of police aren't elected, but they are appointed by city council members who are elected, so that you could still get to the chief of police through the city council members if you want to. And what you're talking about is just a reorganization of the existing government system, not so much privatization, which, of course, the best way, at least from what I've seen so far, to get to a more private police situation is to have all private property and then allow all those private property owners to set up their own protection agencies or to contract with protection agencies.
Oh, yeah, that's good, but what my concern is to the masses, to the people at large. If you have a private organization, and I'm not saying I'm against it and I'm not saying I'm for it, mm-hmm. I'm just pondering this.
Sure.
If they're short on funds, what's there to stop them, you know, from pulling people over and giving them outrageous tickets?
Nothing.
You do have a good point. You do make a very good point there, Paul. And I would think that these private organizations, they would not want to do something along those lines just for fear that they wouldn't have people using their organization
any longer.
That's correct.
Whereas today, what's there to stop them from doing that today? That's what they do today. They pull people over and give them tickets. In fact, they have expeditions where they have cops lined up down an entire street, 10 cop cars lined up down a side street, and somebody with a radar gun on the side of the road just pinging people as they come by. They call them speed traps. So it goes on today. And I think what Melissa's saying here is a great point, because if there's a private agency that's doing outrageous enforcement measures, then people will just stop visiting that particular private property, and as a result, the private property owner will seriously be considering hiring a different police force.
Yeah, that's true. But so you guys don't think that the redundancy is an issue as well? I mean, in Maryland, I'm pretty sure almost every county has a municipal and a sheriff.
Oh, I would say that that's true in just about all the counties that are, you know, populated. There's certainly rural counties that that's not true for, but I don't see that in particular being the problem.
It would certainly give cities one less thing to tax people for, but however, convincing a city council to give up its city police department is going to be a hell of a task. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I can see that it might have a benefit, but I mean, what you're talking about is very, very it's just as almost as difficult as just eliminating them entirely. But any final thoughts for us?
No, I'll just ponder it more. If I have any good output, I'll give you guys a call back.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We ponder and eat ideas. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Paul.
That's what we do.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Ideas that we'd like to see happen, but aren't going to happen right away, unfortunately. You take control of the airways. Speaking of the police, Melissa, you've got a story about a police officer who, well, what was he up to?
Well, this police officer has actually been accused of asking for sex in exchange for dropping charges. And I know we've heard about this
really
happening before,
yeah,
of course.
Heard of.
This has never
but,
happened.
According to this article,
let me guess, it's a male police officer.
Of course. Have you ever heard of a female officer doing that?
I haven't. I'm waiting for the day.
I know, so am I.
Of them, so it's less likely.
Just waiting for the day.
Oh God, I would be an awful police officer. But anyways,
Mr. Edge, we might be able to make this ticket go away.
What do you propose that we do?
Well, you're waiting for the day to hear it in person.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't think it's going to be the kind of looker that you might be expecting, Mark.
Well,
yeah.
If a female police officer gives you that offer, it might not be something
yes,
you want to take.
Yes, but I'm waiting for the day that it is a looker, female
I
police
see.
Officer.
And remember how you explained to us last week about the butchy female officers. So,
yeah,
you know,
true.
You may not want something like that. But, yeah.
So one of them was kind of hot, though.
So this cop solicited a someone he was arresting, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get details coming up. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show, and it's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're late for work when... Bet that wasn't on your calendar. So tighten your seatbelt, because when I come back, I'll share some tips on how to best prepare for that unscheduled meeting.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
What you hear after a crash isn't your PDA pinging a reminder, but more likely a police siren signaling that your family safety meeting is overdue. So here's a crash course. First, buckle up. Recent statistics show that 80% of car drivers are doing it for an all-time high, but truck drivers fall short at 70%. Guess which group has more accident fatalities? Second, adjust seat so your head lines up with a rigid B-pillar versus the shatterable side window. And third, sit at least 10 inches from the center of the steering wheel. Like many unexpected events, exploding airbags can be a real pain in the neck. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the pre-order phase is still going on at the Free Talk Live store. If you've yet to visit our store, stop in at store.freetalklive.com. And you'll find a few different hats, actually. We've got the kind of up north skier style hat. They call it a beanie, I guess. There's one of those.
Scully
beanie.
Also, we've got just kind of regular hats as well in a couple different styles. We've even got a visor. So there's a variety of different choices, a couple different types of shirts as well, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. If you order before the end of the month, you're going to get in on the pre-order discount, which is over 7%. Now, when you're actually looking at the prices on the store, those are the regular prices. You have to actually add the product to your cart to see the discounted price. So just so you know, again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Pre-order phase ends at the end of this month. So, Melissa, you're telling us a story about an officer who apparently solicited someone he was arresting?
Yes, that's correct. And he's actually been charged with this. Part-time Lansford police officer Jason Garanda was investigating a disturbance at a bar when his work took him to the home of Tiffany Lee Binder.
Okay, he was investigating a disturbance at a bar, and it took him to someone's home.
Correct.
Okay.
Garanda found drug paraphernalia in the Patterson Street house and asked Binder what she would be willing to do to get out of the criminal charges.
Oh, my.
Binder thought he wanted the names of local drug dealers, but Garanda had other things on his mind, and that would be sex. That's the account that's been given in an affidavit of probable cause. State police at Lehighton filed Tuesday while arresting Garanda on bribery and related charges. State police say Garanda tried to solicit oral sex from Binder, and during the investigation by Trooper Brian Kruzewski, that he gave a false written statement, fabricated evidence, and completed a report with false and misleading information.
He's in big trouble.
Yeah, he is. Garanda, 29, of Hazleton, turned himself in at the Carbon County District Attorney's Office and was arraigned before District Judge Joseph Hamonico. Judge Hamonico had some harsh words for the officer. "You are a disgrace to the uniform, and you put a black eye on the law enforcement community," Hamonico told Garanda. Thank goodness he did. Hamonico set bail at $50,000 unsecured, meaning Garanda did not have to post money to be released. Hamonico said he gave him the unsecured bail because he was cooperative with the district attorney's
office. Because
he's
a cop.
You know that's the real reason. This arrest is another hit for the police department.
Unsecured bail?
I think this is like one of those suspended sentences kind of things.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
The purpose of setting bail is so someone has to pay it.
And then it's unsecured?
But he's saying you don't have to pay it.
He doesn't have to pay it to get out.
It's very strange.
Here's the account given by police in the arrest affidavit. On June 23rd, Garanda was investigating a disturbance at Miner's Pub involving Binder's boyfriend, who was not identified. He fled the pub and went to his residence on Patterson Street. Police went to the home and were given permission to search the home, and while looking for him, they found a device used to smoke crack cocaine.
Oh, boy.
The boyfriend was later seen outside the home and taken into custody. Garanda confronted Binder and her boyfriend about the paraphernalia, and they both denied owning it. How can you deny that when it's in your home? But okay. Garanda later returned to the residence, where he found a children's spoon and screens in Binder's bedroom. He considered these items to be paraphernalia and seized them. Then he told her she could get out of the charges if she performed oral sex on him, according to the affidavit.
You really have to wonder, how often does stuff like this happen? How often does it happen, and we just don't ever hear about it?
I wonder whether what she's telling is the truth, quite honestly. You know, and that's why it probably happens a lot. Do you know what I mean? Because I suspect that you could very well say this and get out of your... there's a possibility you'd get out of your charges.
Now, I've heard of people approaching an officer and actually, you know, asking them, what can I do to get out of it? I have never heard of an officer approaching someone else, someone that's, you know, actually suspected of a crime, and telling them you will get out of these charges if you do
something.
You've
never heard of that?
You don't think that happens?
I'm sure it does. I've never heard it from people personally. I've never known anyone personally to experience
that. You've only heard about
it
on Free Talk
Live. Melissa, if I was a cop, what do you think I would do?
Knowing you, Mark, you would do that. Most definitely.
I would do that
if I was a cop. That's so sad, but I would. I know I would.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyways.
I wouldn't do it, because that's crazy. You know you're going to get in trouble for it.
So you wouldn't do it. There's two out of three in this room that say they would.
I find that hard to believe. How can you say you wouldn't do that?
Again, I'm not a sex
fiend
like Mark.
If you are a power-hungry son of a gun.
I am not a power-hungry son. What are you talking about?
I can see Ian doing this.
I have no interest in power at all.
Well, at least you didn't say you didn't have any interest in sex. I was waiting for that.
Mark is not only power mad, but he's also a sex fiend on top of
it. Why am I power mad?
You're the one who's running for office one of these days.
Only running for office because somebody has to.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, Binder told him that she would have to think about the oral sex thing. And
look, baby, you don't get a chance to think about
right.
it. Now or never.
What are you thinking about? That's just a no, as far
Here,
as I would be
You
concerned.
Can think about it as I snap the cuffs on you. How about that?
This is great. It just gets better. She asked him to call her later. Garanda left the residence with the alleged paraphernalia, and then she called... I'm sorry. I made that wrong. Garanda left the residence with the alleged paraphernalia, and then Binder actually did not call Garanda. He called her back and then returned to her home in uniform at 2:50 a.m. They bickered over the return of the evidence, and Binder said she wouldn't do anything until she got the evidence back.
Whoa.
Garanda said she was trying to bargain with him. He said he'd already thrown it out, and then he exposed himself to Binder. Binder refused and went to a friend's home. I just can't believe this guy. According to Binder's father, Leo Binder, the officer returned three times within the night. He went uninvited into the house looking for Binder. On June 30th, Garanda gave state police a written statement denying the allegations. He claimed he wanted Binder to become an informant after finding paraphernalia and solicited two purported informants to go with him to the home. Neither woman is an informant, police said. He also produced a police confidential informant agreement, which he said Binder refused to sign after it had been dated and signed by her. So I don't know how
confused.
He can say she refused to sign it.
Wait, Binder was...
Binder's the young lady.
Oh,
no,
that's the young lady.
No, Garanda is the cop being questioned here.
Okay.
And he's claiming that she refused to sign this informant agreement, which she had already dated and signed.
The heck is an informant?
I don't understand. I don't know.
I don't know what that would be. If anyone knows, please call us and let us know.
It's probably just, you know, to get your signature on something to make you feel more obligated to be an informant.
That could be what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But this officer is also being charged with tampering with public records, conspiracy to commit unsworn falsification, unsworn falsification, tampering with evidence, and official oppression and solicitation to commit false reports.
Official oppression? That's a new charge. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that. This guy's up for all kinds of charges that I've never heard of before.
Well, I don't know what he's facing as far as a penalty is concerned here, but typically it's not much for the police. I don't know if the article mentions...
No, it doesn't mention anywhere.
He's on a $50,000 suspended bail, or whatever it was called. But
unsecured bail.
Unsecured bail. Will anything actually come of this? I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not, but I will keep an eye on it.
But if you've had a situation like this, if you were to be a police officer, like Mark said, that if he was a police officer, he'd absolutely be out there soliciting sex all the time.
I didn't say that. I asked Melissa what she thought I would do.
And I said that you would. And you said you absolutely would. And you know you would.
You did say you
would.
At some point, you know, it would happen. It would happen.
At some point.
It would happen.
Second day on the job.
How could you? I'm sorry.
Starts targeting attractive women in their vehicles.
Why not?
You slime bag.
Well, that's why I'm not a cop.
Okay.
I might go to jail.
I might be even so bad as to pull someone over who wasn't doing anything wrong just because I thought they were good looking. I'm
really
awful.
So you would be that woman cop then?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wow. 800.
Waiting for the day Melissa pulls me over.
That's never gonna happen.
259-9231. Y'all could play pretend after the show.
You got any handcuffs, Mark? Sorry.
800-259-9231. So if you've had experience like this where a cop has propositioned you, if a police officer has offered you a break, if you just give him a little something or other behind
something,
the scenes.
Something.
Yeah,
or exposed himself to you for that matter.
That's what I want to hear about. What a maniac. I mean, first of all, he must have been just so desperate because the woman said, oh, I'll call you. I'll think about it. So he let her off. I mean, at that point... If you're a cop, and if you're a law enforcement officer, and you can answer this for me, 800-259-9231. If you're a cop, and I go into your house, Melissa, you gave me permission, because they gave him permission.
Yes, they did.
You give me permission, I go in, I find a crack pipe, and I say, okay, well, I'm going to arrest you for this unless you do so-and-so. And you say, well, I might do so-and-so, call me later on. And I take that crack pipe out of the house without writing up any sort of paperwork. Can I actually come back later and arrest you for that crime?
I don't think you could
do whatever you want. You're a cop.
But the crack pipe's gone. I mean, how can
things get put in people's cars and people's homes all the time. The crack pipe just came back.
How do you know I'm going to be there when you come back? Anyway, it seems like you lost your chance. I think if you're going to arrest somebody, you should arrest them right then.
Then and there.
Yeah. Hour number two is on the way. Is the police state helping people act more honestly? We'll investigate. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a